Colby is going to be a Sith for Halloween.
I'm not.
Your mic's muted.
Am I on?
No, you're muted.
What the fuck, bro?
Now you're on.
What the hell?
He said he was. He said he was going to be a Sith.
I said I wasn't.
Just gets me rock hard. Oh, man, it just gets me rock hard.
That's the way to
start off a show, man.
Woo! Look what you see. Twitch added these little first badges. If you're one of our first 10 subs, you get this first badge.
Oh shit!
Look at that, man. Base and brain. I think we've had so little subs that every person that's ever subbed to us gets a badge. But you know, it's fine. It's fine. Taylor can flex. Base and brain can flex. Hi, how y'all doing? The base and brain just said, "Boy." And then Taylor said, double digits, BB. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
BB.
What's up, Maniche? What's up? How you doing?
Why are his emotes not showing up in on the your chatty thingy?
This thing never shows emotes.
It does, too.
I'm going to download a new app and replace this one.
Good.
It's called Chatterino. Mm. I'm going to replace it because the name's better.
That is better.
Isn't that better? And I'm going to see how it works. I'm going to see how it works.
It probably won't work.
Well, basically, you've been subbed for 22 months. I think you're, besides me, you're the longest sub to the channel. Mm-hmm. So.
What are you talking about, man?
What do you mean?
I've subbed.
You've never subbed to this channel.
Since the beginning.
You have a free Twitch Prime sub, and you've never subbed to this channel.
I couldn't figure out how to get it to work. I've tried at least a few times.
You know what? I would say there's no shame in that, but there's a great deal of shame in that. But the point is, that doesn't matter. You brought it up just so I could then berate you about it. Where if you just would have moved on, it would have never had to be brought up in the first place.
It was a joke, but it was a poor joke and
was
badly
it a joke?
Timed.
Or are you a joke?
You just, oh, both. Definitely both, roast. Mr. Roastman.
Roast.
You want a shirt with your corgi and your llama here?
I want a shirt, everything. Here's what I want. Here's what I want, man, okay? Let me show you this, all right? I mean, since apparently this is the only time we can talk now. Because we don't do Sunday shows anymore, and I don't see you outside of the show, so I guess I might as well just do it now, right? Okay. So you made.
I feel like that's too many bees.
It's apparently it's not. Oh my god. I love my password.
You didn't get it. Oh, look at that! You got.
I'm a god, dude. Okay.
Dude, upgrade now. Go pro.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, because you post so many things to Dribble.
I haven't posted something to this in a year, okay? All right. Okay, here you go. So this is Colby's Dribble. It's the wrong button. Here's Colby's Dribble. Where's it at? Where's it at? Oh, hold on. I got to post the Wiggies contest, too. Hold on. Okay. So here's Colby's Dribble. So he made all of these cool Destiny guns right here. Look at this. Those things are sweet!
Yeah, that was when I was single.
Okay, I don't want to hear it. All right, you can't pin your laziness on Brit. I won't hear it.
Can.
No, I'm not allowing it.
Definitely.
Is there a way for you to see what I like? Okay, so there's this shirt. Look at this. This man stole your work. Okay? This is the Peacekeeper from Apex Legends. I want a t-shirt that has the shotguns, the Tims of my games that I've played.
You've
one
said
Destiny,
that.
One of this Peacekeeper.
I've tried.
Like the Halo gun, the Half-Life gun. All the shotguns that are famous. I want all those.
They're bad.
Make that. Okay, that's a shirt I want.
No, that's a bad shirt design.
You're a bad shirt! Make it! You're wearing a shirt that says Biscuit on it!
It's the best shirt, though. Like, not the design, but the shirt is amazing.
I'll put it on a really comfy shirt!
But no,
will you
that
make me bad designs if they're on comfy shirts?
Like, shitty.
Pro Xbox says he loves them. He said he'd buy 10. Pro, buy 10.
No, he loved the guns I designed.
Say that's, you'll buy 10 shirts.
No.
Everyone in chat, say you'll buy 10 shirts. I won't hold you to it,
don't
but just say it
that.
So Colby will be
I'm not
going to
make your stupid okay? shotgun shirt.
You don't need a license for that. Basically, break it out. See, Menace wants 10. See, Pro wants so many, he can't even count that high. That's how many he wants. It's mathematically impossible to describe to you how many of those shirts Pro Xbox Craft will buy for him and all of his online friends.
It's just going to look like a barcode.
I don't care!
It's just like, what do? Just stack them next to each other?
That's even better than what I was thinking where they were stacked on top. Yours is even cooler. I love the barcode. A barcode of Tim's. And then if you scan it, it comes up with that picture of Matthew's naked. That's what I want. Make a QR code of Tim's to show Matthew naked. Make that into a shirt. Go. I also want a Red Dead Redemption cowboy style shirt.
That's the one I'm designing.
Okay, I want that. And then I would also really like some type of Apex Legends style shirt. Like any game that I really dive into and get obsessed with, I would like a shirt in that essence that people can then buy. So you got my Overwatch one. Love the Overwatch one. Didn't even ask you to build that one. Don't know where it came from. All right? Mm-hmm. And then I want the Tims.
Have you sold any of those?
I've sold at least 8.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Britt says, Seth, your mom and dad are here.
She's at a workshop. Your parents signed up.
For what?
I don't know which one she's doing tonight, but like some sort of financial seminar.
My parents are rich AF. What are they doing? Are they just spending their money?
No, they're going to a free seminar at Wichita State West to hear some guy talk about financial stuff. They should have gone to last night's. I went to last night's. It had a steak dinner. So.
That's just like my parents to miss that one.
Yeah, they skipped
that's,
out on the
that's Google. The Neiman curse right there, dude. You want you want something great? We'll go tomorrow. Start a podcast in 2008. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Then quit during the heyday, and then start again in 2017.
I don't know what the topic is. I don't know. Medicare, healthcare, taxes, retirement, one of those.
My poor mom. My poor mom. It's taxes and retirement class.
There you go.
Okay, all right. That is something they'll need to know because apparently they're going to be millionaires when they retire. Do you know they're not millionaires now, but when they stop working, they will be?
Mm-hmm.
That's magic.
Because then they can get Medicare.
No, it's because my dad, he's been saving so much money and putting into his 401k that he's got all this money. He's just going to dump on him.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait for him to die. I get all that money, dude, and I build a great studio, and you're not allowed in it. It's going to be great, dude. It's going to be great. Man, my dad's worked at the same place for like 35 years, okay?
Now you have to share all that money with your three other siblings.
They're going
to
die too, then. Yeah, whatever it takes. What have they ever done for you, man?
Helped you become the man you are today?
Did they?
Actually,
because I moved out when my sister was 10, so did she really help me become the man I am today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how's that?
You had to take care of little ones.
So because I had to babysit them and wipe their dirty butts, I'm the man I am today?
Yeah, because that gave you the patience
and angry.
to deal with me in my butt-wiping stage of adolescence.
Don't tell people about the time I wiped your butt, man. That's, some things are too... We don't need to talk about those out here. All right, Basement, you are absolutely invited out to the Z-Swigs ranch studio. You're absolutely invited.
The ranch studio?
It's going to be
now?
A ranch, dude. Yeah, we're going to have a ranch. It's going to be great. You didn't,
how many acres are you going to have?
Whatever I can afford. That depends
I'm going to come and set up.
You're
like,
not allowed.
I'm going to come and set up a whole bunch of like targets and shit and
literally
practice my sharpshooting.
I'm going
shooting.
To hire burly ranchmen to keep you off my property.
They can't because I'll shoot them.
No, they'll shoot you. I'm talking about people who they make
you
cowboy
just said
hats
burly.
For.
You didn't
burly,
say
dude.
Armed.
Oh, a ranch hand's not armed. He's going to have 8 things strapped to his body and only
Come
4
on,
of them are
man.
On the outside.
Come on, man. How are you
going
to get there without awesome shirts that I help you with?
That's
huh?
true. But you disrespected the ranch. You're not invited.
I didn't disrespect the ranch at all.
I can not
I'm
remember
way
how.
I'm more in favor of the ranch than a standard studio.
Well, what did you think?
I thought like a box in a corner
now
of a building.
Now Basement is insulting the ranch. Dude, he's out. He's out.
I'm
You're out of the ranch.
Dude, the ranch is where it's at,
dude, it's going to be great. I got
Playboy
a name
Ranch.
For it and everything, dude.
The Neverland Ranch?
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah, see, you already made that joke. I knew we talked about this before. You told me Neverland Ranch and you ruined my whole dream. And then I forgot that you did it and now you ruined it twice.
That did happen. You're right.
It's not going to be Midwest Yeehaw Basement. Okay, we're not talking about Jason Aldean. We're talking about Waylon Jennings. Okay?
You lost him there.
There's a difference.
I don't even think you
All right,
asked
Florida
that.
Man, I saw your demon statue hanging out into the ocean. All right, don't act like you're too good for us.
I do remember that.
We're not going to play Big Green Tractor over the speakers, unless it is an acoustic version that I sing, because I also learned how to play the guitar.
Why can't I read chat today?
What do you mean?
Your microphone stand is right in the way.
Oh, sorry. Does this help?
I mean, yeah, because I can see the newest line now.
I don't know, man.
There you go.
Mics haven't moved. I'll try
better.
To do this. It was
That's
a dragon.
Better.
I'm sorry.
Demon dragon. They're pretty fucking close.
I would want an underground studio. No. No. We're going to have a ranch, dude. It's going to be the best. All right.
We can have an underground one too.
No, I don't. You can have.
You gotta need it for the nuclear apocalypse.
No,
that is coming,
sure. I have said this bomb many shelter. Times. If the nuclear apocalypse happens, I am walking outside and I am embracing the falling death. Okay, I can't wait for the nuclear winter. At least it'll be cold.
Falling death.
Okay. Worst it happens, I'm obliterated. Best it happens, new low temperatures all year long. Can't wait for the blacking out of the sun. Boom. Matrix.
What do you like better, cold or hot?
Cold.
Really?
Oh, yes. Look at me.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Of course I want cold. You shared a picture of the dragon again. Look at this. Oh, God, it's actually worse than I remember.
That is way worse than I remember.
It is actually worse than I remember.
That is definitely worse.
Look at that thing. Think of how many listeners you'll have where there's no competition. Dude, you know what we can do? I think this might get us banned. I'm rolling the dice. Goblin will tell me one way or the other if I could do this. But look at this. Look at this. Is it this? Is it this? Yeah, dude.
I've made them truly.
We could just watch the Patriots game tonight, dude.
Look like your typical wide
receiver. Want to do this?
What?
The rest of the league gives him the respect he's due.
Don't. Am I not allowed to watch it?
Julian Edelman has made the most of his career.
I don't think we're allowed to watch this.
Why not?
Going against another man and seeing where you stack.
We're gonna get
it's
banned.
On Twitch.
We're going to get banned.
Nabbit.
I can't help you.
The NFL.
Well, they're just showing pictures of hobos.
The 100 top.
Mad.
That is real dumb.
I want to watch it. Hold the controller in your hand. Oh, really? You can't co-stream it? That's
no,
because
they want to make all the ad money.
That's stupid. Well, I'm watching it. How do I go here? I want to see the email they sent me. Hold on.
Who?
Let me see this. How do I load images? How's this work?
I don't know.
Display images. There we go. What just happened?
You just clicked reply, bro.
Such an old... When did this happen? I turned into Grandpa!
Click the top one. Click the arrow.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right. It's Thursday. It's time for Thursday Night Football on Twitch. Here's what you need to know. Rookie sensation Daniel Jones and the Giants are headed to lose to New England and take on the undefeated Patriots and Tom Brady and his child molesting. When? April p.m. ET. That's like right now. Where?
April p.m.
That's what I said. I'm standing by it, plowing through. The official broadcast on Prime Video. If you're looking for a difference between the game, you can check out these creators who will be co-streaming the game. Angry Joe, Nate Hill, Fimstef, Sinister One, Problem Right, Gut Fox, Tim the Tatman, Nick Merckx. Yeah, it doesn't say I can co-stream it. That's BS, man. Why can't we watch the game? I don't even like football, but if I could watch it, dude, why not, man?
You don't even like football?
I'm not pro football. It's too boring.
How is it boring?
Are the Patriots going to win tonight?
Okay, fine. The AFC is not that strong, all right?
Yeah, it's just the Patriots. And I'm tired of watching them. All they do is win, 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 no matter what. It's the worst.
Oh, the Chiefs are in.
As long as the title has sponsored, you're good. I could probably pass this fib stuff.
I don't know enough about football to dispute what you said.
I'm pretty sure there are easier ways to go kill the stream and go out like a boss.
Just let's start streaming porn, bro. Let's do it. How long do you really think it would take them to...
For us, we could literally stream porn every show from now until the end of time.
Yeah.
And they would not ban us because I don't think they watch.
Gotcha.
See, Goblin says an hour at least. That's all we need. Hashtag ad, man. That's what we do. But we're not making any money from it, so...
Yeah, see? We're fine.
I feel like we should show it. I mean, we can't. I trust Goblin. He knows.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. It's
I'm still
NFL,
mad.
Man. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Ever.
I feel like if ABC shows can show clips from other ABC shows, I should be able to show other Twitch streams on Twitch. What if...
Logic's not wrong there.
What if we make an account called Seth and Colby Watch NFL, and that account streams it.
God damn it.
And then this stream streams that account. Do we get banned for watching someone watch something?
I think we'd be fine.
Or would that be news?
I think we'd be fine.
I think we'd be fine, too.
Yeah. No, but look, you got a whole bunch of links up there.
I'm not clicking those.
Come on.
We haven't talked for a week, and you just want to jump right into trailers?
No, I'm just saying, we have a lot more to get to than watching a football game.
Oh, yeah, I just, you know, don't you want to feel like, you know, you don't want to do any work? You just let Tom Brady do all the work? We just kind of comment on Tom Brady?
Do you really think this chap wants to watch football right now?
I think they would love to watch us mock football for an hour. I think they'd love
okay,
that.
Okay, that, yes.
If we were Mystery Science Theater 3000 in the NFL... I think they'd love that.
What do we even need the audio? Like, what if we didn't have the audio? Do you think that would be bannable?
I think the audio would be the way to get away with it because they're not going to listen. Like, I feel like the report police out there, they're going to look through thumbnails and find Edelman pictures, you know, or a guy who looked like he woke up in a dumpster, which is what he looks like, you know, and I feel like that's what they're looking for. But if we were just to play the audio with our faces on it, I feel like that wouldn't be bannable because no one would know.
Gotcha.
I mean, it would be bannable, but no one would know. And so we couldn't get banned.
That makes sense.
You're the most important streamer out there. You might get half a nit before you're black screened. I don't know if Taylor's asking me to show my nipples or if she's still talking about us streaming porn. Either way, I'm into it. So they probably skimmed to hear for the audio. Well, Twitch does, right? Oh, dude, how could they? I don't know, man. That's nuts.
Okay, if they have closed captioning,
yes,
they know what you're saying.
Well, this closed caption doesn't go through Twitch, though. This goes through Google Cloud.
You don't think Google or Twitch can grab that and scans that for words that they don't want?
Google?
Twitch.
You think Twitch scans Google's... No, I don't think they do that.
Definitely.
I don't think they do that.
Absolutely. That's how they do it on YouTube.
Too much money.
No.
Too much money.
Dude, it's all machine.
Yeah, but this is live. YouTube's different. They do that in processing
thing. No, it just takes audio, converts it to literal just text, and a machine can scan through text in no time and be like, oh, cunt, there it is, banned.
Take a bet. In the show, watch the NFL, see how long you can go. I don't want to get banned, Goblin. I like my good standing.
Although you have another channel.
We could flip to Newman Drums.
We could.
Newman Drums getting banned would not matter at all.
It wouldn't. It would not at all. Then again, I don't remember my password. So. We'd have to go through that whole process.
Yeah, we're not doing that. That'll take forever, man. There's no way that's happening, dude.
I don't even know it's connected to the right email address. Oh, so I don't have to go find.
Couldn't they ban all
shit?
My accounts? They have to find me first, bro, Xbox. It's pretty easy to find me. So.
Yeah.
Hey, so last Sunday, we went to the Boot Barn.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been there?
Mm-mm. Wait, that's Shepler's.
It's Shepler's, but they changed it to the Boot Barn.
Okay. Oh, yes, then I have been there.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. And I tried on hats.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got into a 7 5/8, man. I think if I got an 8, it would fit.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't go that high.
What?
In stores, they don't have them that big.
They don't have them that big?
No, I would have to get it special ordered.
Is everyone's head the fucking same?
Dude. Well, no, I mean, they have sizes. It's like Shaq going into one of your size 21 shoe. Stores don't carry it because
that's
it's too
dumb.
Big.
That's bullshit.
My head is Shaq's foot.
That's some bullshit.
So that's where I'm at right now, man. I wanted to go in and try on some hats.
So does that mean I have, like, what's the lowest size hat? Like, child size hat?
Well, I was looking at adult hats. I think they have, like, 5. Like, 5.
So my head's on the bigger side of...
What size is your hat?
7 1/4.
Well, most of the hats were around 7s. And I don't know if those are inches or what. I would assume they're inches.
I don't know how.
But I don't know how it works.
It's definitely not circumference, I can tell you.
Sure.
Circumference is way bigger than you think.
I don't know what vegetables have to do with this.
I had to measure a 4-inch hole, okay?
Okay.
4-inch diameter circle. You want to know the circumference of that?
I don't know what circumference is, sir.
It's like from one point on the circle around to the other side. Diameter is just straight across the middle. Circumference is like if you're wrapping something around the circle.
What's the difference? Can I get a ball? There's a ball somewhere. Get a ball.
There's a fucking ball.
Show me a ball. Yeah, okay. Show me on BB-8 where he touched you.
Diameter.
Okay.
From over here.
Okay.
Straight across to over here.
Oh, so it's a flat surface.
Yes.
Okay.
So this was 4 inches, right? But then
so
from
it's essentially
going to
the
here,
width. Why do they call it diameter if it's the width?
Because you got the diameter, you got the radius, which is from one edge to the middle of the circle,
And then you got the circumference, which is from here on the top around back to
Why
the
do
top.
We need radius? Why can't you just divide the
well, radius is times two and you get the diameter, bro. It's that simple.
Or diameter is by half and you get the radius.
Boom.
Why do you need both? Why do they need a term?
Because sometimes you got to measure from the middle of the circle.
What if?
Out.
Could you imagine if we had stupid things like, oh, this
they
one's a centimeter,
terms.
But half of that's a millimeter? That'd be so dumb.
That's a thing. Half the more of the world uses that
this
than
is
us.
What happens when Acid Cat rules the world?
Yeah,
this
man.
Is what happens?
Scientists and mathematicians exist.
I'm coming over to Trump's side now. I'm coming with you.
Right.
Let's
it's
go.
Much better to be
Too
on the dumb side.
Many.
Yeah.
So why don't they just call it width?
I don't know. Because that's real hard to determine.
Okay, so if I had a box, and the opening was, what is this, 4 inches? I would say about 4 inches, right? Let's just say it's 4 inches.
Five.
Okay, 5 inches. Let's say it's 5 inches, okay? That's what you tell Britt, too, I'm sure.
Oh, that's
I don't
eight
think she's
for
by,
sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a
yeah,
full
eight. Eight millis, mm. millimeters. Okay, so 5 inches, all right? You have a box, 5-inch width, and you put the thing in there. It fits.
Mm-hmm.
So is the diameter 5 inches.
Yeah.
But if I was to take a cord and measure from here to here and cut it, it'd be longer than 5 inches.
Correct.
So how is that diameter still 5 inches, man?
The diameter is if it was a flat circle. This is
So then
this
why
is
don't they just call it width?
This is a sphere.
So why don't they just call it width?
Because the diameter would be measuring a sphere, not a circle. If they called it a circle, it would be the width of the circle.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is the stupidest thing. Okay, so my head...
How am I dumb, Menace? Fuck you! Everything I just said is accurate. To a T.
How confident are you?
Okay, minus the whole why they do it thing.
I don't remember.
I'm not that confident. But the diameter, the radius, the circumference. I got those down.
Okay, so... The circumference of our head would be the hat measurement.
Correct.
So you're the circumference of your dome is 7 inches and 3/4?
That's definitely not true at all because
there's no way that's
say
true.
Say this was 4 inches, the circumference of this would be about 12 inches. Because to get the circumference,
right.
You take the diameter times
I buy
pi.
It. Okay. Why pi? Why isn't it 2?
That's how they figure circles, man. 3.124.
Who says?
2389. Math. Math guys.
I don't like math.
No shit.
Why is it called pi, by the way?
Regardless.
Why is it diameter, radius, and pi?
Required 12 inches of material to wrap around that circle.
So the size of the hat means nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's got to just be a size.
It's got to be from like here to here.
Because like in a 12 in a shoe isn't a 12-inch long shoe, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
So the wire hat's different. Maybe it's not the diameter. Maybe it's the width. Or what? Not the circumference, but it's the diameter.
No, because it's a complete separate measurement, because the goddamn hat dwell is not a circle. It's an oval, or like a weirdly shaped, I don't know what you call those shapes. Like a pear shape? Oblong?
Rhombus.
I don't think that's right.
Sometimes spelled out as PI and derived from the first letter of the Greek word for parametros, meaning circumference. In English, pi is pronounced as pi. Greeks can suck my giblets, dude. I'm tired of the Greeks.
They rule everything, don't they?
No, they don't. Latin. They're at the bottom right. of the sea, and the modern day Greeks are all bankrupt.
Bottom
they
of
haven't
the sea.
Done nothing. Except ruin our language. Why do they get stars and mountains and gods and shoes named after them, dude? What have they done besides fail? Hey, Icy, how are you doing? It's good to see you.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I really want to click that link now because of Goblin's comment. Menace sent a link, and Goblin said that guy in the video has said that Colby morphed into one man.
Like body-wise or mind-wise?
I'm going to click in, and I expect it to look like Fat Mac. That's
Probably.
What I expect.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of
Welcome
which,
to hatshopping.com.
I watched
Choose,
the latest episode.
Choose, order, and receive.
Yeah. D-Day.
So good.
Yeah, it's good, man.
When Mac was doing that Asian accent, oh my God.
Dude, when I gotta be honest with you, I went back and watched last season again.
Mm-hmm.
Their faces were messed up in that season, too.
Oh, yeah. I loved how they made Dennis just creepy as fucking shit.
Yeah.
That was so good. Sorry, always sunny. Yeah.
Welcome to hatshopping.com.
Welcome to hatshopping.com.
Choose order and receive delivery of your favorite item from over 5,000 products.
Get going.
To make sure that your new headgear also fits, we will show you how to correctly measure your hat size.
Do you think the voice is that man?
You will need a tape measure.
He looks like a dude who would have this voice.
Find the widest point of your head. At the back of your head, you will feel a slight increase in your skull.
Okay.
At the front, the widest point is above your eyebrows.
Okay.
Put the tape measure around these two points. Don't pull it too tightly around your head, otherwise your headgear will then also be just as tight and uncomfortable.
63 inches, maybe.
Yeah, the tape
measure should rest about 1 centimeter above your ears. If you don't have a tape measure to hand, take a piece of string or something similar and measure your hat size as shown before.
A string, but not a tape measure.
Then measure your piece of string against a folding ruler. Then you'll get.
You have a folding ruler, but not a tape measure.
Between 52 centimeters and 64 centimeters. This is your hat size. In our hat size chart, you can see which...
Yeah, so it has nothing to do with anything. Okay, it's a lie, because the double XL Stetson I tried on, that was an 8. It didn't fit! Head too big! The Stetson, are they, like, fat-shaming me? The Stetson only, like, is that, like, where they have, like, a 2, but it's actually a -3, you know?
So they didn't have a triple XL?
I'm very offended that the biggest hat right there is a 64, by the way. 64?! I don't know why that number makes me irrationally angry. That I'm a 64. That makes me so mad. And I don't know why. And that makes me madder.
Wow.
Heck you, British man. I don't know where you cabbed it. You climbed out of in jolly old England. But you get back in there with your folding tape measures and your string. And you shove that 64 up your jolly Quan King's butt. Buttock Queen, Corgi. I'm so mad. I want you to measure my head. Will you measure my head?
I don't know how to measure your head.
I'm gonna go get a tape measure. Watch the video.
I just need a cord and that tape measure. Yeah, let's go. Who wants to take bets on what the size is? 60 to like probably 68 is your range of which one to guess. I'm going 65. I think 65. That would be great if it was actually 69.
That'd I think it's perfect. 86. Okay.
Okay, I'm not wrapping that around your head. Give me a cord.
A cord!
Your iPhone cable right fucking there, you big dingus.
Can you just lean in there and just get a cord on the ground?
No. Give
That's
me the iPhone
in.
Cable.
Here, what about this headphone? Will this work?
Unless your head's bigger than that.
It might be.
All right.
Okay. Let's go. If it's 69, dude.
All right, hold on.
So my skull, you can feel my skull right here, man.
I can feel your... I know where your skull is, goddammit.
This doesn't feel straight across my head. I feel like my head's wider down here, man.
Dude, where? You're not going to be wearing the hat that low.
I might!
Why would you wear your hat that low?
Yeah.
Get back here, you fucking twat.
Oh, I thought you were done, man.
Down here? Right there.
I mean, where... No, it's on my ear. Now it's on my ear. Where it was before was fine.
Difficult human being. I lost where it was before.
Well, you shouldn't have.
Stop it.
See, now I feel like it's too high. It's got to be like right here, man.
I'm just gonna fuck it. This is how long it is.
Okay.
From tip to where my fingers are.
It's in centimeters, right? According to this... It's 59. Incorrect.
59.
Centimeters.
Oh. Does that have centimeters on it?
Yeah, this hat thing, it has centimeters.
No, your tape measure.
Yes, tape measures have centimeters.
Where?
For the bottom.
59 right here, man. 9.
Why does that say M?
The little ones are millimeters, the big ones are centimeters.
But that says 3.5 m.
You wanted to work with wood, dude. What are you doing?
You want to know why I'm not working with wood?
Because you don't understand that this means it's 12 feet long or 3.5 meters at full extension?
Correct.
That's how big this is? So this says right here...
Why do you even know?
59 inches is a 7 1/4. I tried on a 7... And 7/8, and it, or 7 3/4, and it was too small. It almost fit, but it didn't.
Yeah, that makes no sense. The hat,
I think it's a bad measurement.
Yeah, the hat I had was a 1/4. I don't know why you had a knot in that, but I fixed it.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
You know why I have a knot in it? Because this is how I store it. All right? That's why there's a knot in it.
All right. Well, your head is too big to measure, apparently.
Or you just don't know how to measure. You want to measure this banana?
It's probably, what, 14 inches compared to my dick size? 14?
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go with your dysmorphia. That makes sense, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go with it. All right. Really shouldn't drink at the same time. It's very unprofessional.
It's fine. They can look at it.
Okay. All right, man. So how was your week? What'd you do?
What?
What'd you do all week? I told you about my week.
I had a good Sunday off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was
great.
You're
gonna have a good one this Sunday, too.
We just done one Sunday.
Wait, well, I mean, we're not done, but we're not doing one this Sunday. Okay.
I could live with it.
So what'd you do on Sunday? How'd you enjoy your day off?
Let's see. I woke up earlier than normal.
Why on the day where you have work off you don't wake up early?
Because, okay, so the Sunday before that Sunday, 2 weeks ago, I woke up at 3 p.m.
But that's the week that you went up to Kansas City.
No, that's the week I had the wedding. And I got very intoxicated Saturday.
Did we do a show then?
No, we've skipped 2 Sundays in a row.
I'm confused.
We skipped this Sunday.
Yes.
And then we skipped the Sunday before that. And then maybe the Sunday before that, because that's when I went up to Kansas City. No.
I feel like we did a Sunday show.
Yeah, we did a Sunday show. No. Skipped last week, skipped the week before, did one. And then skip the one before that.
I say we just do one Sunday show a year.
Sounds good.
It's Taylor here. If Taylor's here, she's ripping out her hair. I don't think she's here. Hey, Wolfie, what's up? I would love to shovel snow. That sounds great. I want snow. Would you get a snow day, man?
Fuck no.
You don't get snow days?
Absolutely not.
Sucks.
Yeah, no snow.
I don't get snow days either.
I don't give a shit about you. You get to stay inside.
It's true.
You walk 20 feet from your bedroom to here. It's 20.
It might be. We can.
I have
it.
To drive across town every day.
Excuse me, I just came back. Hi, Taylor. How are you? Good to see you. Hi. Hola. Hi. Hi. Welcome back. Why'd you leave?
So,
okay, you woke up early Sunday.
Woke up early because last Sunday I slept until 3 and then could not sleep Sunday night.
Okay.
And then had a very terrible Monday, so I woke up early thinking I need to stay awake, then I'll fall asleep tonight, and then be able to wake up on Monday.
Okay. It's a good theory.
That's all I did.
Wait, what?
I'm kidding. We went out to eat.
Where'd you go? 5 days ago. Taylor, there's no show this Sunday either.
I don't know.
Okay. You're literally looking at your bank account so you remember where you ate?
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is pathetic. Oh, are you using iOS dark mode, dude? Uh-huh. Is it nice?
Okay, I didn't spend any money on Sunday, so that means Britt got it. Damn it.
All right, Taylor. Well, let's just coordinate schedules. The Sundays you're not around to watch, just let me know, and those are the Sundays we'll take off, all right? How does it make you feel that our closed caption called Britt Brett?
It's cool.
Okay.
I can't remember where I ate.
That's all right, man.
Anywho, after that, we went home. Okay.
I'm sorry I asked him about anything.
I'm stuck on it now, god damn it. It was not a breakfast place because it was too early and all of them were going to be fucking packed.
Okay.
The place we went, though, was also packed. Oh, it was fucking Cracker Barrel, that's what it was.
Cracker Barrel's a breakfast place.
It is. You are right.
And that place is packed
no
matter what.
I don't know why the fuck we went there.
Why would you go there if you wanted to avoid a crowd?
It's a great question. Actually, no, I know why. Because we went driving around. First, we were going to go to Emerson Biggins to get some fucking nachos because Britt wanted some goddamn nachos.
What time is this right now?
This is like 11.
Okay, they're open. That's nacho time. Were they busy?
They were. There was no seating at the bar. She wanted to watch the Patriots game. There was only one TV playing the Patriots game.
That's not surprising.
And it was in the bar, and we couldn't find a seat. So then we left.
Okay.
And then we decided on Buffalo Wild Wings, and then she decided not Buffalo Wild Wings. So then we literally just drove down Mays.
Now, it is a six-second drive from Emerson Biggins to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yep.
So how in that 6 seconds did you decide and then not decide Buffalo Wild Wings?
Well, I decided Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay.
So then I said Buffalo Wild Wings, and then she said, ew.
So let me get this straight. You didn't want to eat at a sports bar because there was only one TV with the game, so you suggested in your infinite male wisdom, and I agree with, by the way, for the record, to go across the street to a place that not only serves nachos, but would definitely have every NFL game on many screens.
Yep.
But instead, you ended up going to the Cracker Barrel, which has how many TVs?
None.
No TVs.
Yeah, none.
And then...
And thousands of old people.
And a billion old people.
Yeah.
Some of which who were probably alive when George Washington crossed the
just
Delaware.
Just to be specific, we started off the trip with her wanting to go to Cracker Barrel. Once we got in the car, though, she was like, you know what actually sounds good? Nachos.
What made you go Cracker Barrel?
Her.
Why does she want Cracker Barrel?
She likes dumplings, and they got dumplings.
Okay. She's weird.
Yeah. So, we get to Emerson Biggins, don't have a seat. We decide to leave. She gets in a mood because she didn't get her damn nachos. And
she's angry.
I'm just like, I'm angry too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, babe, where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't care, you pick. And then I pick something, and she's like, no, not there.
Yeah,
then
welcome to the life with a woman, mm-hmm. dude.
And so then I start to get irritated. I'm like, babe, okay, I'm getting frustrated here. Where do you want to go? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, ooh. So then we start driving up Mays. North Mays, okay? Not the way the Cracker Barrel is. So we get to fucking like 20.
Wait, you're going the opposite way.
Yeah, because I don't know where the fuck to eat. And then by the time I give up looking for places that are just on the side
of
the road.
Because you run out of town.
I was just going to happenstance stumble upon this magical place to eat food.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it didn't happen.
There's a Pizza Hut right there on the corner, man.
Yeah, no, thank you. So I was like.
There's a Brahms. You
how about Cracker Barrel? How about fucking Cracker Barrel? And she was like, yeah, that works.
And then you had to wait till 4 o'clock to eat?
And then we had to wait probably about 30 minutes to get a table.
I think my favorite part of this story is that you forgot it all.
I did.
Until, like, right now.
I tried to block out the rage, I guess. That's what it is.
Do you do that thing where, like, if your woman's, like, upsetting you, you just go... you just scream incoherently?
Not yet.
I do.
I do inside.
Like, if Chris is just...
I definitely do inside.
Like, if I was like, where do you want to eat? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, I just took you to where you wanted, and we had wanted, and then I cried! That's literally what happens. That exact thing, and I'm just screaming in her face, and she's just completely unaffected by it.
Yeah.
Just no emotion whatsoever at this point.
Yeah, so we go to Cracker Barrel, get food.
Was it good?
It was fine.
I bet her... I mean, Taylor says the dumplings are amazing.
I don't like dumplings.
What did you get?
I tried it.
Did you try their fried chicken, man? Because they're all about their new fried chicken.
I know they are, and no.
What'd you get?
I got a hamburger. Admittedly, though, it was a pretty good... It was very standard. It was a patty, cheese, lettuce, tomato. That's it. But it was really good.
Did you order off the kids' menu?
No.
Are you sure? Was there a maze next to the menu?
I'm sure.
Are you sure?
It was very...
Did they bring you crayons?
No, actually, you know what it looked like? It was literally ripped from Red Dead. Like the shopping book, it looks exactly
the
same.
Did you get some inspiration for my t-shirt from there?
Absolutely not. No, your cowboy design that I made looks very modern.
But then it's not cowboy.
Yeah, it doesn't make really much sense, but you'll see it.
Is this going to be one of those things where you like make it for me and it's not at all what I wanted, so then I'm going to ask you to make something else like I wanted, but you'll be like, I made him this so I could take 8 months?
Well, I had this idea, so I wanted to do it.
Okay. So,
I was planning on making two.
Okay.
One that's more of what you want, and then the one that I wanted to do, but...
I'm really scared.
You might not like it.
Am I on a horse, like underneath it?
No.
Or is a horse riding me?
Yeah, that's not it.
All right. Okay.
And dumplings are not amazing. They taste like nothing. They taste like nothing. The flavor, the sauce doesn't have flavor, and you're just eating pasta. It doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
I'm not sure I know what a dumpling is.
It's just a big piece of fucking pasta. It's like a cube.
Is it like a sticky bun like the Chinese have? Because I've had like Chinese dumplings.
It's very similar. Yeah.
But I feel like isn't chicken and dumplings a thing?
Mm-hmm,
like I don't feel like I'd want to eat chickens with the Chinese dumplings.
Jeez, Goblin just said it was pasta.
Yeah, and then Taylor keeps calling you a swine. I don't think you're a swine, man. I think you're swell.
I'm swine.
Isn't pasta just bread?
Yep.
But flat?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Anyways.
That is right, right? You're not just saying it? Like,
no,
it
it's fucking bread. It's made differently, but it's bread.
I mean, the Chinese dumplings I'm thinking of, it's bread. It's not pasta. I mean, it's not bread, but it's also not pasta. Like, I think the things... the separation of bread to pasta to me is like if I took a loaf of bread and went, it would rip. If I took spaghetti and tried to rip it, it wouldn't be like a bread rip. You know, it'd be like a straight, flat, clean slice through the spaghetti. Or if I took a loaf of bread and I like just grabbed it and ripped it in half, there'd be like crumblies. You know, like a dumpling that I've had. If you rip it, there's crumblies. Were there crumblies?
No.
Okay, so then it's pasta.
Yes.
Okay.
It's cooked bread.
I don't think I've ever had a dumpling before.
It's weird. I wouldn't recommend it. It there's no taste to it.
Is it like a chicken pot pie?
It's not bad. Yes, similar-ish.
Chicken pot pies are just all right.
If I remember right.
A chicken pot pie to me is just like, why are they making this Hot Pocket inconvenient for me to eat?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that?
It's not crispy. No, it's not crispy at all. It's more noodly, for sure.
So it's a non-crisp-up Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
That's more inconvenient. I swear to God, I make them all the time, and they are amazing. You're triggering my Southern. I'm sorry,
Do you make them better than fucking Cracker Barrel? Because you must, because Cracker Barrels taste like fucking nothing.
I've got to be honest with you, Taylor. I'm not trying to trigger you. I'm honestly inquisitive. I love food, so I like talking about food.
We go eat. We get done eating. We
Did
go
you get grits?
Home. God, no. Okay. We go home. We watch 2 episodes of Mad Men.
Okay. Where you at in Mad Men yet? Pre or post lawnmower accident?
Post.
Okay. That's where the show starts to go downhill, I believe. The lawnmowers, the jump the shark.
Really? That's like season 2.
Sterling Cooper, Draper Price, post or before? Post or pre?
Pre him being name partner.
Okay.
But he's there.
When that happens, when that happens, just turn off the show.
Oh, okay. Thanks, man.
I mean, it's not bad. Don't get me wrong. The show is consistently good, but, like, right now, its standard of quality is way up here. You know, and here's Friends, you know, like, down here, How I Met Your Mother, okay? It's slightly above Tim Allen, because I can't reach down low enough for Last Man Standing, okay? But you got, like, your Friends, your Big Bang Theories, okay? Mad Men's, like, up here. Breaking Bad's, like, up here. Westworld's up here. Lost. It's Always Sunny.
Lost.
Yellowstone, Sesame Street, you know, those types of shows. They're up here.
Yes.
But then after I think it's either the end of season 3 or 4, it goes down like here.
Okay.
Okay, it's still not down here. It's not up here, though.
Gotcha.
By the way, speaking of TV, are you excited about El Camino tomorrow, man?
No. I'm more excited about the new season of Schitt's Creek is out on Netflix.
What's that?
It's comedy.
You watch that?
Yeah, it's good.
What about the Vikings trailer, man? Did you see that?
It looks like ass.
I didn't watch it. I just saw it on my YouTube. I'm like, I bet Colby is really into that. You're not?
Is the main guy gone? Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, so the season's coming out, and he's actually not
in it. He's gone at the end of 4. We watched 5. It was trying to salvage what it had, and it didn't have the guy.
Joker holds the record for box office openings in October. Who cares, dude?
I don't give a shit.
It's October.
Yeah.
What did it compete with? Final Destination 5?
Something stupid last year. I think last year something broke it, too.
Yeah, I know. All time. Who cares? Like, it's October. What else has ever launched in October of any import?
That's right.
Venom. Man. It beat Venom.
Oh, no.
Oh! Because that movie was so good.
Making a second one.
They sure are.
Anyways,
yes.
We get done watching Mad Men. We then go to the range. We shoot some fucking guns.
How much money did you spend this time?
Less than 100.
Like what, 98?
About. I'm buying a gun, though. I've decided on the one.
Oh, yeah? What you gonna get?
Smith & Wesson.
Yeah, dude.
M&P 2.0 Compact.
Oh, that sounds badass. What is it? M&P? There it is.
Compact.
Is it a 3.6 or a 4.0?
I don't know what those are.
Dude, look at this. Yeah, it's got to be the length of the barrel. 3.6, right?
Maybe.
Because it looks a little short.
Right? It's a quarter of an inch shorter than the full size M&P.
New shorter 3.6 inch barrel. Why do I know more about guns than you, and I hate guns? You don't. You should not have a gun.
I'm going to get a gun. I might go this weekend and get it.
Okay, man. Oh, you're going to go this weekend?
Maybe. Dude, I get paid.
Bring it Thursday.
All right.
Because we're going to be playing this game called Soma, where you're trapped under the ocean, and I might want you to use it on me.
It's just bap, bap, bap. Desk pop up in here?
No, my brain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just like, that's a demon from under the sea. Put it in me. Right up the butt.
That would be a terrible way to go.
It would be, but also...
I don't think it would make it through your entire body.
Wow, okay.
Just... Or any body. I didn't mean your fat body.
No, you meant my fat body.
I did not ask.
You know it would get stuck in all the bile.
You're just very sensitive.
Dude, look at the grip on this bad boy.
Yeah, man, it's the best grip I've tried.
Look at that grip.
Anywho, okay, so one bad thing about this gun is the trigger, apparently. It's not, it's not a very great trigger. So they sell this other one that makes the gun like 10 times better, right?
Guess how much that trigger is. How can you have a bad trigger?
Guess how much that trigger is.
$350.
$150.
Okay. That's not bad.
$150 bucks for a piece of metal?
You mean the most important piece on your gun, the trigger? It's like being like, I gotta pay this much money for an engine? It's more like an accelerator, but I get what you mean. The trigger looks really cheap and flimsy.
It's not cheap and flimsy. It's just the way that it works.
It's metal.
It's just the wall, and then, like, once you shoot it and let go, I forget, the release to where you could shoot it again, it's not great, but...
I think most triggers are in two pieces like that.
Look up the M&P Apex trigger.
Oh, man. Is it part of Smith & Wesson, or is it off-brand?
I think it's off-brand.
M&P Apex Predator. Colby, look at this thumbnail. Is this who you think you are?
I want to be that. You know what's a lot easier to get into? Guns than woodworking. You know how much shit you have to buy for woodworking?
He's buying a hop-up for his pistol.
Is that an Apex Legends joke?
Okay, what am I looking right here? Apex Tactical right here?
I don't know, man.
Got a hop up here. Smith & Wesson M&P trigger. Hey, April, how are you? Cool, but you're not going to be able to put any of these pieces in
your
gut.
I can so put all those pieces right there. Far right, right by your mouth.
One?
That one. Bam. Look at that thing.
This website looks like it was made in GeoCities, dude. Why?
It's not great.
No, it's very bad. It's out of stock, by the way, and it's the Freedom Edition.
It's got the flag
printed on. I'm moving away. I don't want. It's so stupid.
Why is it stupid?
You guys are. It's like this. You guys are such marks. Put a flag on it. Don't buy it. You're a freedom. Only we don't do that here.
It sold out.
Yeah, of course it worked! That's my point!
Yeah. I don't want that specific one, but I know that one is the one I've seen.
Hey, you buy the trigger, we'll give you a target covered in a burka. For free.
There's a lot of black men and Mexicans on the targets.
You don't say.
Yeah, there are. Not a whole lot of white folk.
No. Any? Have you seen one person of color at the range? That isn't a cop that was hired because he had to be.
I've seen some questionable ethnicities.
What, some guy who's tan?
Somebody I don't know. He might be tan, he might not, I don't know. But no, I have not seen a black person. I have not seen a Mexican, a Hispanic.
How many American flags have you seen?
Surprisingly little.
Have you seen one?
Now, ask me handlebar mustaches, though. I've seen way too many of those.
Any of them with yellow, like, on the tips?
Not yellow, but white.
Oh, gross.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, we went to the range with shotguns. I decided on the gun that I want. Then we left, and we went to Barnes & Noble, and I bought a book. I bought a book. It's called Pronto. And it's by the guy who wrote the original story behind the show, Justified.
Okay. You know what? It's not about guns. This is a novel.
Yeah.
I'll allow it. You're getting cultured. Of course, Brent would keep count.
There's a Mexican here. There's a Mexican here. We can't come to this one anymore. That's why we came to the east side.
Pronto, that's the guy who helped the Lone Ranger. I thought that was Italian for fast.
Pronto. Yeah, the whole book does take place in Italy, so.
Yeah, it makes sense, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's a good book.
Okay.
It reads just like the show. I'm very
Why
impressed.
Are you reading?
Because me and Britt suck at sleeping.
So you're reading.
So we read before bed. Jesus, to try and get tired.
You're 90 years old now, dude.
Yeah. I'm getting guns. I'm reading at night. Like, what's the problem?
There's no problem.
When do you read, huh?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
Yeah, you uncultured swine.
I've read more books in my life than you will ever read in yours.
Ever?
Ever.
That's a high claim.
I've read the Bible more than you will read any book ever.
How many times have you read the Bible?
At least, let me count, 60 trillion.
Nope. Disbelief.
Go toe to toe
doubt.
With the Bible.
Press X. Doubt.
Dude, I've read doubt. The Bible so many times. I went to Christian schools for the 12 years.
I went to Catholic schools.
Yeah,
I've
Bible.
Never read the Bible.
First of all, the Catholic Bible, not the real Bible.
I've read parts of the Bible. I've never read the Bible.
I don't know if I've ever read Numbers. I may have always skipped Numbers.
Why? You scared of math?
Do you know what Numbers is? It's literally the counting and accounting of all of the tribes of Israel. It's basically a big genealogy. Why do I care about the people who
don't
are the family
Don't they read
train?
That like on... I know Catholics read that on... I don't know if it's Christmas. Christmas or Easter, one of the two. They start from fucking... I don't know, Adam, probably.
Okay.
And then read up to, like, David
Makes
and then
sense.
Abraham and all that. And then they read through all the people to finally get to fucking Jesus. Which makes no sense, because how is Mary related to him? She was impregnated by a god ghost.
It's true. I mean, don't forget that Jacob and Esau, one of them was fathered by Abraham's mistress. Don't forget that. You know that, right?
No, I don't know anything. You know how much pot and beer has gone into this head?
Let me teach you this, okay? Abraham had his wife, Sarah, okay? She couldn't get pregnant. So he's like, hey, or she's like, hey, I got this handmaiden over here. She's sexy AF. Put a bun in her oven.
She probably wasn't.
And definitely not. Everyone back in the biblical times, they're all ugly.
Well, one.
Man,
no.
Woman, animal, ugly.
I mean, woman, she's probably like, yeah, you can go make it with that fat chick. That's fine, but just
I mean, she was
baby.
The best handmaiden. Regardless, point is, Abraham put a bum in that oven, and then, oh, miraculously, God's like, hey, you know what? That outer marital sex was not as exciting as I was.
That was not according to plan.
No, I think it was part of his plan, because
no,
God always has a plan.
No.
I just think it wasn't as kinky as he was hoping.
I think he, like, put the thing in there like, you can't get a baby, Abraham, sorry.
Well, no, because then he's like, boom, Sarah pregnant now.
Yeah, no, he was spiteful. He's like, oh, you gonna go outside your marriage for a kid? Mm-mm, bam, another
no,
kid.
I don't think so, man.
I think so.
I'm fairly certain that God told Sarah to give him the handmaiden. I think he was instrumental in it. I
That's
think this was his
true.
Kink. I'm fairly certain in this.
Dudes who wrote the Bible were fucked up. Man.
Dude, Jesus wrote the Bible. What are you saying about him?
He's fucked up.
There's some weird stuff in
Is
there,
Is your
man.
Bible only the New Testament?
No. 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 If we only had the New Testament, how could we hate gays?
I think any religion that goes solely based on the New Testament would be probably a good one to.
The New Testament's pretty good.
It's not bad.
There's some questionable stuff in there about foreign people and women in general, but for the most part, yeah, it's pretty good.
It's better than burning people alive.
Yes, there's a lot of God genocide in the Old Testament. That's really hard to.
Yeah.
Like, just be like.
I also, there's only one fucking line about the gays, and I felt I saw something somewhere that it.
Yeah, there's
it
only
was like.
It's not even really about the gays.
Like, it was mistranslated from the original
text.
You know,
I don't want to get into translations.
It wasn't, like, laid with. It was, like, I don't know.
Well, the Bible basically says that all sodomy is wrong.
Oh, yeah. No anal sex.
Right, at all.
Don't put it up the bum.
That's right. Also, no sex with animals. That's a bad one, too. Okay? I don't hear people.
Okay.
Yeah?
Here's my get. Also, if he didn't want us to put it in the butt... Why make it stretch?
This is our last episode. I want the last words to be said on our show to be that sentence. I don't think we could ever do better.
Honestly, though.
You ever eaten a lasagna, dude? That's why it stretches. Haven't you ever been on the...
Okay, well then why can't it... Yes, no, I get it. I get it. I get why it stretches. I'm more meant, like, why can't it open whenever you make it?
What? What does that mean?
God had the power to do anything. He created us in his image or whatever. Does he have a butthole? Does he not like it up the ass? And so he was like, no ass play.
I'm very uncomfortable right now. I'm not even religious, and I'm very uncomfortable with this topic of discussion, man.
I might have gone a little far.
Yeah, you might have. A little bit.
Don't judge me. Don't kink shame me. My kink is thinking about how God gets off.
First of all, God tells me only he can judge, so there's no judgment here. Okay, by his own words, I'm not allowed to judge you.
I'm hearing and feeling a whole lot of judgment right now.
I'm scared of the lightning. That's what you can't talk about God's butthole.
Why are you
he
scared?
Can't do that.
You just talked about nuclear winter coming to take your body. Like
nuclear winter is cold. God's lightning is the hot heat of hell.
Nuclear winter is not cold.
It's cold. Why is it called winter then? It would be called nuclear summer, you idiot.
If you were burned by the sulfuric acid in the air, it wouldn't be cold.
I'm not getting burned.
It'd be hot,
by
bro.
Sulfuric acid.
That's what's in the air. That's what makes it winter. It blocks out the fucking sun. It's not clouds.
Well, then why is it called winter?
Because once it's done burning everything on the surface, blocking out the sun will cause the earth to cool, making everything snow.
Well, that sounds nice.
Making it a winter.
That's the part I want.
You don't get that part because you're burned by the acid first.
Okay, well, then I don't want a nuclear winter.
Damn right you don't.
Yeah, I don't.
All right. Well, that was fun. Yeah, anyway, so I'm reading that book. It's real good. I would recommend it if anybody's seen the show Justified.
You gonna go home tonight and think about what you've done and maybe regret it a little?
I'm gonna forget everything I said the moment I'm done with this. Absolutely.
Is Brit religious in any way?
Yeah.
Is she gonna take umbrage what you just said?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, she's gonna be like, you're an idiot. Next topic.
You guys never have like discussions on hilarity, do you?
This is comedy, sir. We're comedians.
I agree, dude.
It's jokes.
Do you not do jokes with Brit?
I do.
Does she laugh at your jokes?
Rarely. Very rarely.
I'm not sure Chris has ever laughed at mine.
She's laughed.
Name one time. I said at my joke, not just in general.
I can't because there's so many.
Oh, thank you, man. Nice
like, it's maybe not jokes.
Well, that's what I want to
like,
laugh at.
Two men walking into a bar, you know, not like a joke like that, but you being an idiot or going off on some fucking huge, elevated, escalated, way too extra rant. I've seen her laugh.
April just said, you made my mom stop in their tracks. We said that Mary was impregnated by a ghost. I don't even remember you saying that.
I did. She was. I don't get how he's tied to fucking the rest of humanity.
She wasn't impregnated.
Yeah.
She had a baby placed in her miraculously. There's a difference.
What
a ghost
do
didn't
you
come
think
down,
that's called?
A ghost didn't come down.
I'm not saying they fucked and ghost semen went up her. I'm not saying that.
Should have ended the show.
I'm saying that she was impregnated by a ghost. I did not say
why
at all.
Why a ghost? Why couldn't it just
how
be God?
It went. It was the fucking Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Or, as it's more commonly referred to as the Holy Ghost.
You're a, okay.
You fucking twat burger.
I'm sorry. It's not that way in my Bible. The Holy Ghost doesn't impregnate Mary in my Bible.
What do you think it means by placing, what's another term for making a baby in a place there was no baby?
I'm telling you, there's no ghost.
Impregnated.
I'm telling you, there's no ghost. In my Bible, it's God, not the Holy Ghost.
Okay, do you know that the Holy Ghost,
I know that they're the
Jesus
same.
And God are all the
I
same
get that,
fucking thing?
But you can't, but if you start applying that logic, then Jesus made himself.
Yeah.
The whole thing just starts
the exploding. Whole thing's fucked up.
Like, do you think, oh, dude.
It's messed up, son.
Do you think we could start some type of weird religious propaganda movement by taking a current translation of the Bible, which I assume are in public domain, right? Like, King James got to be public domain.
Probably.
So we could take the entire Bible and just do a control F, replace every instance of God with Jesus. That would change the entirety of the Bible, right?
I feel like people would see Jesus in a way more darker light.
Right.
If he was replaced,
but they are
in the
same.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor's saying they're different, but in my Bible, they're the exact same.
Yeah, they're the same. Which makes no sense. So that makes Jesus a fucking crazy person for his whole, like, garden of tears or whatever, the place he goes to pray before he gets taken.
Yeah, but that, but see, that's justified because that's an that's a show, it's an example that even Jesus prays. You know, it's like
to himself.
Yeah, it's like when your boss goes to a monthly meeting.
He's
like,
no. He's like telling himself, please don't let me do this. Oh, but I gotta do it. Oh, but please don't make me.
That's what I'm saying.
But,
it's like, it's
but
like,
I really wanna do it. It's like,
it's like I say, it's like when a CEO has to go to a meeting with a low level manager. It's like that, you know?
Dude, it makes no fucking sense.
Taylor's talking about heads. Like, that's not, I don't know what she's reading. I think she's talking about Beelzebub. To be honest with you, I don't remember Jesus having three
that
heads.
That sound like some Satan Bible
that's Severus,
shit there.
Dude. I don't want to know what's going on with that. If you were 12 and found out you were God, how would you react? Well, if Jesus was 12 and he found out he was God, but Jesus is God, then Jesus knew before Jesus existed, because Jesus has existed forever, indefinitely, because God has existed indefinitely forever, that he was a God before he even existed, which couldn't be possible because he already existed because he made himself.
Do you think, like, Jesus, like, used the Force and shit to put together his carpentry work?
I don't know, dude. I would.
Right?
Like, if Joseph's in there and is like, you fix that leg and I'll be back in 5 minutes to check on you, as soon as he closed that door, leg fixed, you know? That's it. I'm done and I'm gonna kick back. Like, it always wondered to me, like, what is a sin? You know, because, like, they have, like, the seven major sins or whatever. Like, sloth is one of them, and I think some dude made that up. Because some smartass like me back in, like, the 12th century was like, I bet Jesus just used his powers to make that bench. And they're like, nah, that would be laziness. It's like, laziness is not a sin. And they're like, it is now! You know, and I feel like that's what happened.
Probably, like, the first century.
He's like, I bet Jesus made infinite lasagna for himself because lasagna is the titties. And they're just like, nope, that's gluttony. No lasagna for you. Jesus wouldn't do that because gluttony... But yeah, but he could walk on water all day, and that's not pride.
And yeah.
Oh, look at me out here strutting on water as a son of God and a ghost and God. It's not fair, dude.
There's a whole bunch of contradictions in the Bible.
Yeah, like my parents don't drink alcohol, but Jesus just turned water into wine. You tell me a bigger alcoholic move than we only got water?
It's wine now.
It's wine now. If you had the power to turn water into Miller Lite, how often would you use that power?
I would not drink water.
That is a better answer than I expected, but at
because
the same time, it's the answer I expected.
If I was Jesus, I could control the level of
yeah, you could also just
blood.
Be like, I'm not drunk.
I could turn the drunk up all the way to have all the party I want, and then the cop shows up around the corner, immediate sober.
Or...
I need to go to work, immediate
or,
no over.
Hear me out, cop's pillar of salt.
Boom! Just start killing people.
Well,
erasing
not
people's memories.
Maybe they're dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Are you sure they're dead?
Yeah, they're dead.
You sure?
If you turn into salt, you're dead.
But Jesus could bring them back from salt.
He could.
He could flee the scene, turn them back into people.
He could just erase their memory.
He could do that. He could men in black them.
Yeah.
No, Jesus, I mean, Jesus turned people into salt. That happened. Remember Lot's wife?
I mean, technically, if Jesus is God, then yeah, he did.
Yeah, and Jesus is God.
Which doesn't make sense if God sent his only son, but he didn't send his son, he sent himself.
Well, Jesus made
himself.
A son, he just dressed up as his son, and then like, I'm the son of God. That's kind of what happened.
I don't get it.
It's undercover boss. Jesus undercover bossed us. That's what happened. That's what happened.
That's so good. Oh my god, that's gotta be a meme. Let's make that meme.
Okay, I'm not gonna do that, I'm too lazy.
I'm gonna do it.
No, you won't.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna find a picture of Jesus and be like, I'm here to check on my creation. You know, I really need to know how things are working to better my improvement for next time.
How much for the Geralt pop figure? Hammy, I think you just buy it on Amazon for $9, dude. It's cheap AF, dude. Why would you want to buy mine?
Are you stalling time because you don't want to play this scary ass game?
No, I didn't realize we were over. That's crazy. We should probably get some of our topics, though.
I think we should play the
game. I mean, usually when we have this many topics, like, look at all those tabs up there.
They can't really
like,
see it.
Usually when we have that many, we wait till Sunday. You know, talk about, we don't do Sunday shows. Well, when are we going to talk about those things? They're not evergreen.
All right, you got 25 minutes.
Okay. Those are triggers. I don't actually want to watch any of these trailers.
Which ones you fucking got, man?
Okay, I want to watch this one.
Really?
My fear is that...
Someone deepfaked Conan O'Brien onto Conan the Barbarian.
That doesn't look like Conan.
Well, I think that's Arnold right now.
This is good. But what is best in life?
Are you surprised that they're speaking English?
I am, very.
Falcons at your wrist. Wind in your hair.
I have that one in the tabs, Goblin.
Conan! What is best in life?
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and they hear the lamentation
that is
of the women.
That
is good.
A little bit.
Good. It's the hair.
A little bit.
Come on, man.
That's a pretty good deepfake.
What is Conan the Barbarian, by the way? What is this movie? This is what Pinellas sees in his mind before he hits go live. Am I wrong?
No.
No.
Fucking Arnold, man. He did some weird shit back when.
Like, what are we watching? This has turned from like... me being surprised that it's Conan's face to what is this film actually about? Wait, what's... there's just a lady tied up back there?
All right.
My fear.
Come on, that was a good one, man. Come on, that was a good one. No. 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 Yo, Colby will like this one. Let's watch this one.
I also watched Six Underground. It looks pretty good.
I don't even know what that is.
Pick a man.
It's a Michael Bay film, man. It's going to be good.
I hoped today might be a good day.
So this movie shot...
Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, my God.
Did you know this movie shot in one continuous shot?
Christ. What?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Well, I think it's Birdman.
Like, oh, definitely.
Yeah, but it's one continuous shot.
Really? Yeah. Into a trap.
That's
your
awesome.
Orders are to deliver a message calling off tomorrow morning's attack.
This movie's gonna be legit, man.
Yeah.
If you fail, it will be a massacre.
Let's talk about this for a minute.
Why? We've got orders to cross here.
That is the German front line.
If we're not clever about this, no one will get to your brother.
I will.
Well, if it's in one continuous shot, Goblin, I think it would be clean when they start. So I think the clean portions are the part at the very beginning of the movie. Because I think we're going to see them deployed to death, I guess.
Is this World War One?
Oh my god, dude! Sense.
Yeah, it's World War One.
Last man standing.
I'm going back.
Why did they have to ruin it with music?
To see my father.
We need to keep moving! Come on!
I'm going back.
God damn, this is gonna be epic as shit!
We can't possibly make it that way, man! You bloody insane!
When's this come out?
Pretty soon, I think.
If you don't get there in time, we will lose 1,600 men. Your brother among them. Good luck.
Oh, it's gonna be intense, man. No one's really made a good World War One movie.
I mean, there's been some like a long time ago, you know, or whatever. But you know, like, yeah, December it says. But like, here's the thing. Like, Nolan, when he made Dunkirk, he was like, the reason it's slow and plotting is so you feel the despair and you feel the tension.
I feel it way more than
and
that
like,
trailer.
And, like, with something that's a continuous
than I did
take.
In the entirety like, of Dunkirk.
Agreed. Like, the scene that, like, where he opens the door and there's a dude in there. Like, thinking about that as a single take, you're going to follow him into the building, walking up the stairs, checking the rooms, and then boom, there's a dude. That's gonna be intense, yeah. Man.
Dude, that looks really good. I'm pumped.
That might be the first war movie I actually check out. That
dude, since
Dunkirk.
Private Ryan, you motherfucker. Come on.
No, I'm tired of that movie.
God, you're the worst.
No, that movie's the worst. Nathan Fillion's in that movie. Do you know that? Tired of him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I hate him.
He's in it for like a minute, and he cries.
Yeah, good. Cry a little, baby.
You don't like Nathan Fillion?
No.
We're about to start The Rookie.
He's overrated, dude. Chris watches that show. I think she likes it, The Rookie.
Anyways, what else you got?
I don't know. I kind of want to watch the Michael Bay one.
Yeah, watch it. It looks way too intense.
I know, April. I'm really excited. Way too intense?
Way too intense.
But it's a Michael Bay movie.
Right. No, it's appropriately a Michael Bay movie.
I mean, look at the yellows, dude. Of course. Like,
going over there.
Yeah.
You're really ruining my flow right now. You know that.
He got an issue.
His movement, man.
Who keeps giving Michael Bay a big bag of money?
This is Netflix.
It's time.
Hit it.
It's just Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds in another fucking movie.
Hello, boys.
What if I told you I know what happens when you die?
I mean, he's got a cool style, though.
You become
agreed. Yeah. I like Michael Bay movies.
I think he just embraced
criminal records.
The idiocy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The best part is our stupid weddings.
The best part of being dead is the freedom.
Yeah, Menace. He's the pop
no
music of director.
Politics.
I don't think
no
there's anything wrong with that. As long as you take it for what it's worth.
We answer to no one.
What is this movie even about?
I think like secret assassins or something like that.
You could take out some truly evil people.
He's stuck at the stairwell.
Guys, I got a bad idea.
Don't have bad ideas.
I have good ideas.
Did he edit this trailer too? I don't know what I'm watching, but it's...
Was that a bad guy?
It's just boom boom porn, dude. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
None of us will be remembered. What's about to happen will.
Good things when he raised the bad ones, right?
Who the hell are you?
We're no one.
That was the one guy in the Until Dawn game, the therapist guy.
Yeah. Peter Stormare, dude.
Yeah, man, he's in this.
Well, being a Russian guy.
You see enough yet? You see enough?
Sorry for yelling.
You ever think about the world's biggest these poor people and these like just like buying tomatoes, you know?
Right.
Grenade!
Did I say it was too intense?
What am I looking at?
It's too intense.
I wasn't sure it would work. I mean, I wasn't sure. I had a suspicion, but I, this is all so fucking dangerous.
So, is it like 600?
Does it say when? December 13th. December again,
so, is
man.
It like, is it?
It's gonna be some good stuff in December, man.
I don't know, man. You think you'll watch that on Netflix?
Oh, fuck yeah,
you think you'll still have Netflix? You're not going to Disney Plus?
No. I will once Mandalorian comes out, yeah.
It comes out the day Disney Plus releases.
Well, then, yeah, I'll get it. And then eventually I'll quit Netflix.
I think I'm just going to cancel Netflix altogether.
What other one? There's one more that came out that I wanted to watch with
okay.
you.
I've got Hat... Oh, that's Hat Sizing. That's not a trailer. Earthquake Bird?
Nope.
Ford versus Ferrari?
Nope.
1917. We watched that one. Onward.
Nope.
I think that's it. Richard Jewell. What is this?
I don't know.
You said you watched it.
Though. I did.
Let's get
I don't
a new
know
take
what it is.
Going.
John Hamm's in it.
Who's that? Is
All
that
right,
me?
Richard, here's what we're going to do. We need a voice exemplar. I want you to say into this phone, there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Oh, this is that Richard, true story about the guy who was framed for the bombing. Now.
Thank you, sir.
The Atlanta Olympics bombing, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
You always look at the guy who found the bomb just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Jewel fits the profile of the lone bomber.
A frustrated white man.
Olivia Wilde, John Hamm, I'm in, man.
He seeks to become a hero.
We're running it.
Clint Eastwood only does biopics now, right?
Well, I love biopics.
I know you do.
They're real good.
See,
and Sam Rockwell.
This might be the only way to clear your name.
That's
right. I want
you
to say there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Stop trying to be their best friend.
I was raised to respect authority.
Authority's looking to eat you alive.
No, most of his biopics are pretty good.
You have 30 minutes.
I'm sorry, what?
You gotta separate him from the invisible chair.
Two of the most powerful forces in the world, the United States government and the media.
I do want to help y'all. I'm law enforcement, too. There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Did he do it?
Richard Jewell is an innocent man. He's a hero.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
One more time, just a little louder.
I report the facts.
You've ruined this man's life.
Is that Clinton?
There is a bomb in Centennial
Yeah, this is the 96 Atlanta Olympics. I remember this, dude.
My son saved people's lives.
When were you born? 93? Yeah, you wouldn't remember that.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
You set that bomb.
There is a bomb in Centennial Park.
Looks pretty
park.
Good.
You have
Interesting.
30 minutes.
I don't know how to protect you.
I think your client is guilty as hell.
They want to fry you.
You ready to start fighting back?
Yeah, this movie is like...
Let's get it, J-Bar.
This...
Wait, no, you insulted my fucking beard. You can get the hell out!
You let it go, dude. This movie's gonna be like I, Tonya to me. Like, I remember vaguely the events of that film. But, like, watching it, I'm like, this happened? Like, this is what happened? Because I'm like, this ain't NBA Jam. Turn this off. Like, because I was like six or whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I was nine when this one came out, but, you know. I vaguely remember the Atlanta Olympics.
Good,
I saw the Olympic torch, I think, in 96. It went through my hometown, and I saw it go run down the street. I remember that. I think Chris's aunt or something was in, like, not the Atlanta ones, but the 98 ones right afterwards in Salt Lake. She was in the Olympics that year or something. Yeah, dude, it's weird.
It's weird. Let's quit and play the scary game.
Oh, God. I was hoping you'd forget. Oh, our internet failed. Oh!
No, it didn't. It's terrible.
It's dropping frames.
Let's play the game. I gotta pee in the show.
All right. Just tell me you don't want to play the game. You just gotta pee.
No, play the game in the show. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Okay. You're just leaving again?
Opposite order. In the show, play the game.
But when you go pee and I end the show, you come back and you start the next one before it's ready to go and you ruin the intro. Okay, chat, we're going to get out of here. You know what? He can't stop me. Chat, thanks for hanging out. Halloween, we're not going to be here on Sunday, all right? We're taking another week off. But we'll be back next Thursday for another episode. Ridiculous. We're going to play the game, April, all right? There's no reason to call me a baby, even though I am one. Look at my face. I'm going to poop my pants. Stick around if you're watching live on Twitch. We're going to play Blair Witch. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. I want to die. So we'll stick around and watch that. Otherwise, we'll see you on Thursday, no Sunday episode. Everything is said at Colby.com, including some t-shirts if you want to buy those. Follow us on the social medias if you want to do that. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And all the VODs and everything. If you miss something, like if you want to go back and watch an old Colby Plays game, they're all there. Link at setatcolby.com. Or if you want to watch one of our old 207 episodes, they're also at setatcolby.com. All right, you get it? You understand? Let's listen to some ghosts. Just till Colby gets back. This is our outro music. And turning that off doesn't save our audience, though. All right, guys. We'll be back shortly. All right? Hang out. We'll see you in a bit.